From points across California, you're listening to the Disneyland edition of the Diz Unplugged. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Disneyland edition of the Diz Unplugged Roundtable Discussion for the week of April 24th, 2011. I'm your host, Wayne Toigo, and joining me are my fellow Disneyland correspondents, Tony Spittel, Tom Bell, and Nancy Johnson. In this week's show, Tom will tell us about the Disney outlet stores, Nancy will cover her Disney 365 makeover experience, and we'll have news in rapid fire on this edition of the Diz Unplugged. First off, does anyone have any housekeeping?
I have housekeeping. Okay, this is an exciting well, I don't know if one of us will think it's an exciting housekeeping, but it refers to the recent episode where we talked about our snacks, and a certain podcast correspondent mentioned specifically that toffee was made on Wednesdays. So, my taste buds in hand, I went on Wednesday to go get toffee, fresh toffee, and I looked, and I looked, and there was no fresh toffee. And I thought, well, wait a second. There's supposed to be toffee every Wednesday because I really trust this podcast correspondent that shared this. And so I said, you know what? I have to do some research. So I, over my wife's dismay, got a couple of cast members, and we actually got – I didn't go into where they're making the candy, but I was actually able to – refer to one of the candy makers, talk to them, and she got the red clipboard and looked at it. And there was no Wednesday schedule for toffee.
Okay, is it Tuesday?
It wasn't even scheduled.
No.
Okay, so she said, well, it is regular. I'll give you this, Nancy. It was she says, usually we make it on a regular basis. But the last time it was made was on Sunday.
Really? Because normally it's Saturday.
Wait. Normally it's Saturday. You said Wednesday.
I said twice a week. They used to make it twice a week. Once during the week, like Tuesday or Wednesday, and then again on Saturday.
See, now we're backpedaling a little bit. I'm just saying.
No. I said that on the
face of this poor me with tears in his eyes, like my Mickey balloon had just gone into the sky. I was looking for that fresh toffee.
Well, what were they making that day?
They were making the peanut things, the peanuts and the chocolate.
Well, those are just as good.
Those are good.
Oh, no. I want a toffee. But okay, now that I've been mean, I do have to give you do have an option where you probably might have been right, and I didn't share that until I'm going to wait until now. They said, well, with the Easter candy, it might have changed the schedule. So all of that, I know, I left that out until the end. So I'm going to give you a second chance. And once the Easter candy's done, I'm going to go check.
Okay. Like I said, I'm not entirely 100% positive. It could be Tuesday or Wednesday. But I know that they used to do it once in the middle of the week and once on the weekend.
And so here's my backpedaling. Now where I think you're probably right is if they did it on Sunday, then, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if you take the Easter candy out. But I just had the great opportunity to say you weren't right. So I had to use it, and I was disappointed because I wanted my toffee. But there's my housekeeping.
Well, okay, and since we're on the realm of previous show housekeeping bits, 2 weeks ago we talked about all those adventures you could have if you stayed at one of the Disneyland hotels. Well, right after we recorded that show, I was finishing up my blog, and I called the Grand Californian's guest services desk to ask him a quick question. Like, could you do another hotel's adventure? Because they offer certain ones for just certain hotels, which they said no. But they also said, oh, and by the way, we have a handful of new adventures. So if you guys go to the blog, www.disunplugged.com, they're all listed there. And the biggest and most important one was the guys were all saying, oh, there's nothing for people with boys. Well, just like they have a Build-A-Bear excursion, they have a Ride Makers one now.
Well, it's good that they offer something for other people, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So there you go.
Cool. Any other housekeeping? Okay, great. And now here's Tony with the news.
Okay, sad story to start off with the news from Disneyland this week. A Disney worker collapsed and died of natural causes. A longtime cast member at Disneyland died after collapsing inside the amusement park on Wednesday afternoon. Philip Doyle, 58, of Corona, died of natural causes. Doyle had been under a doctor's care for a previous medical condition. Doyle, who worked for food services, was making a delivery just after 1 p.m. from a kitchen near the Pirates of the Caribbean attraction. Co-workers grew concerned when Doyle didn't immediately return to his post. The Anaheim paramedics got a call at 1:18 p.m. and treated Doyle in a backstage bathroom where his breathing was very shallow, said Anaheim Fire Department spokeswoman Maria Sable. Doyle was taken by ambulance to a hospital where he died at 2:16 p.m. Philip was a longtime member of our Disney family, Disney officials said in a statement. As we grieve his loss, we also offer our deepest sympathy to Philip's family, friends, and loved ones. Not to bring everybody down, but our prayers and thoughts go out to his family. And
yep.
In other news, if you're one of the many runners who have been waiting anxiously to find out about a new race Disney is creating for 2012, let me change that to if you're one of the many female runners, okay? The Disneyland Resort announced their newest Run Disney event, the Tinkerbell Half Marathon Weekend at Disneyland Resort. The new race weekend, which will debut January 27th to 29th, will be specifically geared toward women, much like the popular Princess Half Marathon Weekend at Walt Disney World. And it will feature a 5K kids races and a health and fitness expo with merchandise, apparel, and fitness tips from leading endurance experts, all tailored for women runners. So, another great, exciting race that I can't run in. Well, I could.
Well, and it's another chance to get a coast-to-coast medal that you can't get either.
Yes. So, I've seen that there's been talk on the boards and other people that aren't as excited as others, me included, about the fact that it's not a women-only, but a geared towards women event. Anybody
now,
else?
What do you mean by not a women-only?
No, it's a women, it's geared towards women.
So yeah.
I'd love to run another half marathon with Disney, but when it's called the Princess Half Marathon, I don't know if I really want to.
So are they not allowed?
They're not excluding. They're not excluding, but
okay,
it's
okay, but
all,
they're just calling it Tinkerbell.
No, it's yes, but it's
I
also.
I thought you were more comfortable with your sexuality then.
Are you? Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe not. Maybe not.
I think one of the things I was more surprised about is they did another big half marathon in January.
As a runner,
because all the folks, you know that there's a lot of people though who are going to go to, because it's what, 2 weeks after the big Goofy Donald weekend.
Yeah, but that's a much better time to run.
But a marathoner who's going to run in that race in Florida isn't going to want to turn around and do another half 2 weeks later.
Maybe they do. Maybe that's what they're going for.
Yeah,
just throwing out there, you know, let's get them done really quickly. What if they did some kind of family weekend where it's for families, and if the mom or the dad or the brother or the sister's doing the half marathon, and I know they have the kids thing, but I mean, they specifically said it was geared towards women. It was the announcement involved Megan Price, the star of the TV sitcom Rules of Engagement, and Elizabeth Hasselbeck of The View. Why not open it to everybody? If I'm being really insensitive, then please let me know, but I'm just kind of confused.
Now, that's just the second marathon for Disneyland, is that correct?
Yeah, the second
marathon. I don't follow marathons. How many are there at Disney World?
That's a good question.
Five?
We don't know. We don't know. We can look it up.
Several, then.
Several.
Yeah.
Okay. And just one of them is geared toward women at Disney World, the Princess one?
Yeah, and in their press or on their blog, they specifically mention it will be just like their popular Princess Half Marathon Weekend at Walt Disney World. So obviously they're trying to have it equal. Also, I like that they're having the Walt Disney World one and they're having the Disneyland one. So. And maybe it's just, you know, sour grapes for me. I'm still bitter because I didn't get my toffee. So, but it would just be nice to have another. I'd love to go to do a Disneyland half marathon when it's not in August and it be, I mean, maybe I'll do it. Maybe I will. And raise money for Give Kids the World. How's that?
Ooh, Tony Tinkerbell costume.
No.
You pick that up at Halloween, yeah.
Oh, for five. If Teresa and Kathy can do the Muddy Buddy for $5,000 to Give Kids the World.
Well.
$2,000 to get you in a Tinkerbell costume.
Wow. Oh well, let's see.
Okay, so this is our official challenge.
Oh my gosh. I guess I'm learning to keep my mouth shut.
If people can donate to Power of 10 or Give Kids the World, just, you know, send it to the address on the website and put in a notation for Tony to run the Tinkerbell half marathon next year.
As Tinkerbell.
Wait. What does it mean to run as Tinkerbell? Can I just be mentally thinking I'm Tinkerbell?
No, you have to wear the costume.
Okay, how extreme does this costume have to be? I mean, of course I'll do it for the kids. However, I just...
Green skirt and wings. Okay. I'll let you do just green skirt and wings.
Okay, good, because, you know, I am not as much as of a quote-unquote runner as I am. I'm not in the best shape, so any extra weight or things... In addition to my already extra weight from all the culinary quests, will make it difficult. So I'm just letting.
Oh, you'll look great by then because you're going to want to work out to look really good in that Tinkerbell costume.
But see, actually, I want to look even worse. So maybe I'll just let myself go. So I'm this really big.
Oh, you could have the nasty shaggy beard and stuff. Well, yeah. Wait. Does the peanut gallery approve of that or not?
I don't know if she does. I'm going to guess no.
But I'm sure the peanut gallery would approve of at least you having in the green skirt and the wings.
Yeah, I think she would approve.
All right, powerof10.us, mention Tony's name.
Okay, that means I better sign up for this darn thing. Okay, how much am I going to pay for this thing? But it's okay because it's for the kids. All ages are welcome. To compete, you must be 14 years of age or older. I'm seeing if there's a way I can get out of this. Let's see, 16-minute per mile pace. Okay, I can do that. Okay, I think I've got no excuse.
You're going to drag, man, so it doesn't really matter.
I better start working out. Because now I'm going to want to run as fast as I can to be done with this thing.
Okay, and it doesn't say for women only, right?
No, it doesn't. And I guess this is what I get for complaining about it being not for women only.
Okay.
All right, okay. I'll do it if we raise the money.
All right.
Okay. So you know what? I am going to sign up no matter what. So if we don't raise the money, I'm just not wearing the costume, and I'll just do it. So
yeah.
All right. Okay. That's the news, obviously.
All righty. Thanks, Tony. Let's move on to our rapid fire segment, and if you guys don't mind, I'll go first.
Yay!
You're in charge.
Coming up on May the 13th, the Disney Gallery will debut its newest exhibit, The Art of Mary Blair, celebrating 45 years of It's a Small World. As most of us know, Mary Blair was one of the best-known Disney artists. She is credited for some of Walt Disney's earliest designs. Let me just read from the Disney event announcement because I think they said it the best. Artist Mary Blair is among those who played an integral part in the development of this classic attraction. Chosen for her childlike style and adventurous use of color, Mary designed all the concepts from toys to dolls and to sets inside and out. Fellow Imagineers Rolly Crump, Mark Davis, and Alice Davis, among others, collaborated to bring us the children of the world living happily under one big sun. Mary's artwork remains to this day an inspiration to our Disney artists and Disney fans. Her dreams have captured the hearts of many and can be seen throughout each It's a Small World attraction at Disney theme parks worldwide. This will be the first time that the concept artwork for not only It's a Small World, but many of the other Mary Blair contributions will be on display. And again, the new exhibit opens at the Disney Gallery in Disneyland on May the 13th. I can't wait to see it.
Woohoo.
Cool.
Nancy?
Okay. My rapid fire this week is about a reader meetup. And, you know, as Disney's been unveiling all these new attractions, they've been posting these chances to sign up to do a special event for readers of their blog. So the latest one is attend the Little Mermaid Ariel's Undersea Adventure meetup, and it's going to be on a Tuesday, May 10th. You have to go to the blog, not our blog, but Disney's official blog for the link to sign up, and 150 people who sign up will be randomly selected to attend, and it's going to be at the Grand Californian Hotel, and there will be a couple Imagineers, Lisa Girolami, Larry Nicolai, and Chris Crump. They're from the attractions creative team, as well as Walt Disney animators Andreas Deja and Mark Henn, who are obviously famous for working on The Little Mermaid. And they're going to talk with everybody who comes. If you really want to do this, you only have till 11:59 p.m. April 28th to enter for a chance to get to go.
Sounds cool. How about you, Tom?
What's that?
Rapid fire?
It sounds cool. Oh, rapid fire. I thought you were asking me about The Little Mermaid.
We're recording a podcast, Tom. Just wanted to let you know.
I'm still in the parking lot. Disney announced recently that they've extended their special offers for active and retired U.S. military personnel through September of 2012. They haven't announced the details of the extended period, but the current hotel offers through this September are up to 40% discount on rooms depending on travel dates. The current ticket offer is a three-day park hopper for only $99. Again, that's the price through this September. They've announced that they're extending it, but they haven't announced the details of what's going to be between this September and next September. For more information or to make room reservations, call 714-956-6424 or contact a participating U.S. military-based ticket office.
I'm really glad they keep doing stuff like this.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah.
Tony, rapid fire.
Okay, annual pass holders have the opportunity to enter a Star Tours preview sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. And what you have the opportunity to do is you have to log in to the annual pass holder portion of the Disneyland website, and you hopefully will get a preview of Star Tours and get to ride it before everybody else. And you have to pick days. There's Monday the 23rd, Tuesday the 24th, Wednesday the 25th, then the Saturday, Sunday, May 28th, 29th, Tuesday the 31st, and Wednesday, June 1st. And then you choose whether you want it from 9 to 1 or 4 to 8. So you might want to pick according to when you think you might have the best opportunity. And you can request up to 6 people in your party, but they all have to be annual pass holders. And one interesting thing about the opportunity, which I thought was nice, is if you choose May 28th and 29th, those are blackout dates for Southern California Select, Southern California, and Deluxe Disneyland Resort annual passes. And if you win those dates, you can still go. You'll receive a one-day Disneyland Park lockout day ticket for Disneyland Park admission at no charge. So yeah. That kind of surprised me, but that's cool. And so you have to make sure that all members of your party must be present and show a Disneyland Resort annual passport valid as of April 10th, 2011. And it's non-transferable, may not be sold. And the contest ends at 11:59 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time on May 8th, 2011. I know I've entered. Tom has entered.
Yep.
So we're all hoping to write it before everybody but cast members.
I'm just going to take out a permanent, hotel room and just start camping out there waiting for preview nights and such.
I know. Well, they're
having
all these.
That sounds very geeky of you.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. For our first segment this week, Tom explores the Disney outlet stores. Take it away, Tom.
Thank you, sir. On our special edition last week, I mentioned going to the Disney outlet in that city that I happen to be in that shall remain nameless. And that got me thinking that maybe we should talk a little bit about the Disney outlets that are available in Southern California. So I did some research, and there are two outlets in Southern California. One is in Pomona. That's about 25 miles away. That's going to take you anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes, depending on traffic. But the one that I usually go to, it's in Fullerton, California. It's at 243 Orange Fair Mall. And it's only about 5 miles north of Disneyland, right off of Harbor Boulevard, and it takes only about 15 minutes to get to. Unless you're going from Tony's house, then it takes, what, 30 seconds, something like that?
No, like 10. I'm kind of it's actually about halfway between me and Disneyland.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah. But hopefully I'll be there to get tutus and wings soon. So.
There you go. Keep an eye.
I have the wings.
Ooh, you're so set.
Okay.
I have a six-year-old. I have the wings.
Okay. Sorry, back to the
tutu, that's going to have to be custom.
That's okay. Now, these stores are officially called Disney's Character Warehouse, but are not owned by Disney. They're owned by Asset Management Sales, and they purchase the excess or the outdated inventory from the parks at a reduced rate, and then they pass the savings on to you. Anyway, the savings, they'll range from, you know, a little 20% maybe, up to 80 or 90% if you want some gold Mickey ears from 2005, which they still have, that are, you know, like buy two, get five for free or something like that. But for someone who has a car, someone who wants to buy some souvenirs at a reduced rate, it might be a good choice. Do you guys ever go there?
I go there all the time, like once a month.
Whenever I'm in the neighborhood, which is all the time, I'll stop by.
Yeah, just to see what's new in there.
Yeah,
well, in fact, sometimes there's stuff that's even in the parks.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it's outdated stuff that's 2010 or something like that they're trying to get rid of, or, you know, Halloween merchandise in January or something like that. But, you know, T-shirts and all that kind of stuff, a lot of it never goes out of style. Once in a while, you even see some Disney World items there.
Well, I've found some of my T-shirts from Disney World at the one in Fullerton.
Right.
Yeah.
And the one thing, if I can make just one recommendation from my experiences going in there, if you run in a marathon and you live anywhere near, just don't buy it and wait, because that marathon stuff is there all the time. Mm-hmm. All that gear. And I always think to myself, who's buying this? If you didn't run, you shouldn't be wearing the shirt that says, I ran the marathon. But seriously, if you are in the area or you know you're going to run the marathon and then come back, I guarantee it will be there. There's marathon stuff there all the time.
And really, it's an easy drive from Disney. If you've rented a car or if you've driven in, it's an easy shot down harbor. You're not going to get lost. So don't be afraid to drive down there.
And across it's the street, not a fancy place.
Yeah, no. It's in a strip mall.
And across the street is an In-N-Out burger if you're going for the whole, I got to try an In-N-Out when I'm at Disneyland, Southern California thing.
Actually, my thing is there across the other street, there's a Sonic, and it's like one of the only freaking Sonics in this area.
You're right. That's true.
Okay. Tater tots, man.
All right. One last tip for saving a little bit more. If you head over to their website, which is ams-liquidation.com, sign up for their mailing list. Mm-hmm. They'll send you emails, and they'll tell you when new merchandise comes in. And every once in a while, they'll send you a coupon good for an additional 10% off.
If you spend $100, they will give you their AMS warehouse card for 10% off. If you're a frequent buyer, mm-hmm. I have my AMS card.
Frequent flyer miles?
And it's like 10% off every single time.
Wow.
And then sometimes you can get an extra bonus for presenting your AMS card.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. One thing I know my wife has found for my nieces is they have a lot of good princess costumes and little kid costumes, like toddler-sized costumes.
Tinkerbell costumes?
Yes. Not my size. Well, maybe because it's an outlet, the ones that nobody buys. But but especially for, like, you know, those Disney costumes that people want, but they're – can be very pricey. That's the thing I noticed seems to be really consistent there.
And also, I buy those popcorn buckets. Because, you know the parks, they change their popcorn buckets every 6 months or so, or seasonally. And so the old popcorn buckets have to go somewhere, the ones that they've not sold. So they go to the outlets. And we have crayons stored in those and all kinds of stuff.
That's cool. I never thought of that. Nice of you. Okay.
So, keep in mind, though, because we go to both of the outlets, you will not find the same things priced exactly the same way in both outlets.
How is the one in Pomona?
The one in Pomona is gorgeous, actually. I mean, yeah. As far as being a little warehousey sort of thing, it's a much more attractive location, and it's right next door to a Mattel outlet. Yeah, it's a dangerous combo, cool. Trust me.
Another tip is if you go to one of the other ones, you can get the – usually they'll have the little postcard, unless you already said this and I really wasn't listening.
Nope.
The little – okay, the little – or did I just ruin your
No,
tip?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my big finish.
Okay, then go ahead.
No, I'm just playing.
Big finish. Oh, okay. If you go to, like, let's say the Vegas one, they'll have a little postcard that says 10% off at the Fullerton or Pomona one.
I picked it up. It was actually 15% off the Fullerton location.
So, yeah.
So stuck awesome. Somewhere in my luggage is a postcard for the Fullerton location.
And you know what? Whenever I go to Vegas, we go to that outlet. I have them in the trunk, and then I end up throwing them away, and then, like, a week later, I go to the Fullerton one. Because, you know, my wife's like, we're never going to use these. And then, of course, we don't use them and lose the 15%. So.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Next, Nancy will tell us about her experience at Disney 365.
Okay, and that's actually
Nancy?
The official name of the store is Studio Disney 365. We alluded to this on the last show. You know, we talked about how doing this was an adventure thing if you're staying at one of the Disney resorts. Well, it's open pretty much for everybody. I forgot to call them this week to check to see if, yes, indeed, a grown man could go do this. Because some other podcaster, some other podcaster who shall remain nameless wanted to get his rock star on.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's talk about 365. It's located in downtown Disney's center area, kind of closer to the parks. It's actually sandwiched between Sephora and Marceline's candy shop. Now, the store is based on the Disney Channel tween shows, things like Wizards of Waverly Place, Hannah Montana, Sunny with a Chance, and some of the new features. The store itself is decorated with actual costumes and props from those shows. And also lots of big TV screens all over the place playing Disney star music videos and stuff like that. My 6-year-old she's not quite 6 yet, but she'll be 6 soon. So, she got to see her friend do this, and she just went nuts. And she even saved her own money up to do it. So that tells you how bad she wanted it. So we called their style appointment number and made an appointment. Even though we did that, we could have made a same afternoon appointment. They weren't horrendously busy, even on a holiday weekend. So they have 9 salon chairs. What?
That's
I know
okay.
You guys are so interested in this. Just throw in questions, right?
Yeah, let me throw this in. I'm looking at the website. Guys can opt for the rock star look, which includes a slick hairstyle with colored gel tips and smoky eyes for $14.95 plus tax.
What's a smoky eye?
Eyeshadow.
Ooh. Okay.
Or you know, that rock star eyeliner look.
Yeah.
Okay. Like The Cure?
Kinda, or, you know.
Like that dude that was on American Idol a couple of years ago. As you can see, I'm really in touch with the kids today.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
They're aiming for that, you know, rock star look. Anyway. The girl, so that's the boy option. The girl options, well actually there's a boy option too that features clothes. You can get everything from just hair to a whole hair, clothes, and accessories. And rock star accessories package. And those prices do vary, but if you buy one of the full dress packages, you can save a little bit of money on the options and the accessories. What we did was we actually did not the cheapest girl package. The cheapest girl package is $19.95 plus tax. And while that's all exciting, they were really honest with us. They were like, your daughter's hair isn't long enough, it's going to fall out. You're not going to be happy with it. And you'll be coming back.
Oh, that's good. So it's good that they were honest because they couldn't afford to make the buck.
Yeah, I mean, granted, some people could take that as an upsell. You know, they're trying to discourage us, you know, because they want to make more money. It wasn't so much that. But so we went for the $29.95 Color Cue package, and that included a hairstyle with two clip-on color streak extensions, makeup, and face jewels.
Ooh. Face jewels.
Face
jewels. Painful.
Actually, it's very cute. But
that still doesn't say it's not painful.
No, they're just little stick-on crystal things.
I'm just joking. Okay.
I know. You would look very attractive, and then we can get you some for your Tinkerbell.
No. We're talking, we better be raising like 10 grand, 20 grand, and then I'll do anything. Well, before I say that,
yeah,
then I'll do the whole thing.
It's 5 grand for Teresa and Kathy to dress up, anyway.
No, and mud. There's a big difference. Yeah, big difference.
So, anyway, so when we went into the store and we checked in, they gave us a questionnaire to fill out to decide what kind of rock star she wanted to be. And so the questions were kind of leading, but, you know, they asked what her favorite TV show was and what's your favorite song or music group and stuff like that. Then they have to sign it with their autograph, and they're given to a stylist who starts them going. And the first thing we did was we went to the Wall of Hair. It's not officially called the Wall of Hair, but it was a wall with a whole bunch of different kinds of hair extensions, and she was supposed to pick two. Now, the ones that came included in the price of the package are on one side, and then of course there's all the much more expensive hair extensions and wigs, which are on the other side. So you kind of gotta prep your kid, okay, this is what you get if you don't want to spend more money. And there's plenty of opportunities to spend more money. One of the things I noticed was all of the styling setups have no sinks.
Okay, what does that mean?
Okay, you know when you go into a salon and you get your
I know what a sink is. What's the inference? You notice there's
so
no sinks. Why does that matter?
Washing your hair before they do anything. They're not prepping your hair that way. They're just using a lot of product.
All right.
Okay. And I'm talking a lot of product. Zoe's hair stayed for 3 days.
For $19.95, it's a good deal, except the hair's pretty nasty, but at the end of the third day, but.
It was like, it didn't even really want to come down and out when I started taking all the stuff out for her school.
That's a good point. If your kids go to school where they can't wear that thing, it might be good if it's going to last for 3 days or 4 days or whatever to make sure they do it and then they're not.
Do it early in your vacation experience so they get to enjoy it for much longer.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay. So they started doing her hair, and what's interesting is I was able to videotape lots of chunks of this. So for parents who want to try it, because I was like, oh my God, she's going to ask me to do this at home, and I have no clue on how to make the style and stuff. The girls that work on your hair are not official hair cutters, hairdressers types. They are simply stylists. So that's a big distinction. So they're trained in-house to do the styles. And that was what I got from the gal that we had worked with. And she was really helpful. She like showed me, okay, this is what I'm doing. This is how you can do this. And she basically showed me how I could recreate it at home, which I thought was really, really nice. They weren't like, oh, this is a trade secret, whatever. The other thing I found out is you should let them know if your child is tender-headed before they start, because they're doing a lot of, like, twist work. You know, some little girls, they just really hate having their hair brushed and stuff because their hair yanks and it hurts. Your guys, you don't know that.
No.
But, and you have boys, so you don't know that. But, we had a gal named Denise, and she just really engaged Zoe in conversation and treated her like she was a real client. I mean, she is, but, I mean, she treated her like she was the one forking the cash out. Which I thought was really cool, because it made Zoe feel really super special. And, she started with the twist parts first, and you guys aren't going to remember this, but a lot of our listeners will. I talk about product. There was lots of product. It was kind of like stuff that they used in the 50s called dippity-doo. You can still buy it. She was almost shellacked, it seemed like. They comb it straight, they gel it, they twist it, they fasten it with a bobby pin, they do this all over their head. And then they start getting the fancy part where they put the extensions in. And they have put the hair up in a ponytail to get that. And then they twist it, they wrap it, and then they take a lot more of that product and use that section of hair to hide like all the bobby pins and fasteners. So it looks very, you know, it doesn't look like you have 20,000 scrunchies and stuff on. And then after they did that, they threw another coat of spray and stuff on top of it so nothing would go anywhere. And she's a kind of a restless sleeper, and the fact that the hair still looked perfect a few days later, even better. So then they apply the makeup. Yes, makeup. And one of the things they do is they actually give you the little package of makeup to take home with you. Mm-hmm. If you have a little girl that's young, they want that sucker so bad it's not even funny. So my suggestion to parents, if you're being given this stuff, if you don't want your child to be asking for that makeup kit all the time, every second of the minute, go ahead and tell them ahead of time, kind of privately, that you want that just slipped subtly into your bag, that the kid doesn't know it's theirs to keep, that they don't mention it.
No, that's true. And Mommy, can we have the makeup? Mommy, can we have the makeup?
The entire rest of the weekend, she was like, makeup. And then, yeah. And then we catch her, like, opening it up in the living room, just smearing it all over her face with no rhyme or reason. So, when they're all done, they do the same thing that they do at the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. You get a dusting of glitter.
Yay! Yeah! Woo! You're waiting for us to... Sorry, I'm
no, I mean, if any parent who has anyone, and Tony, you'll get this when you do the Tinkerbell run. Once glitter is around you, glitter is on everyone around you.
All right.
So there we go.
Okay, and so this was not the point of us to be... We should have said our reaction was supposed to be, because you're going to get glitter too. Okay, I apologize. Okay.
Yeah.
So sorry about the not understanding how to react.
We missed our cue?
Yeah, yep. We were supposed to go, oh, man, glitter's going to be everywhere.
So the other thing that I found very entertaining about this whole procedure was watching my husband as she started transforming. And this look of shock on his face was hysterical. So, anyway, now, when you're all finished, they do offer, like, quote-unquote professional photos of your child all made up, you know, so in their rock star image.
That's the upsell.
Actually, they did not mention it to us once.
Oh, that's impressive.
You know, because, and they didn't push the clothing purchases. Nothing. So with our annual pass holder discount, and you can get an annual pass holder discount there as well, we got our total to under $28.
That's really, for a premium Disney experience, not a lot of money.
How long did it take from start to finish?
It wasn't quite an hour altogether. We didn't have to wait hardly at all to go in. We did it in the middle of the afternoon, mind you. So that, you know, people were more touring the park than wanting to get makeovers done.
Well, no, but how much attention do you get for the $28 or whatever is what I was trying to...
Probably a good solid 45 minutes.
Okay.
And considering it lasts like 3 or 4 days, that's a way better price for after you've explained experience than I expected to hear.
We got it done on a Saturday afternoon. It lasted until Wednesday.
Wow.
So she got to show it off at her school and the whole nine yards. Of course, the makeup goes at the end of the first day, you know, with the face washing, but still. And they do appointments. You can actually call the style line to make an appointment as early as 7 a.m. and as late as 9 p.m. But the actual appointment time for your visit is between 10 a.m. store opening to around 5:30 or 6 p.m., depending on what time they're closing that day. So you've got a long window to actually get it done. But, you know, when we talk about the pricing, the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique is not that cheap. So you're actually getting this at a better cost than the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. And the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique has sort of a similar hairstyle that they do.
I don't know about you, Tony, but I'm so glad I have a boy.
Yes. Yes, I am. Except he's not going to be glad he has me as a father when he sees me running that outfit. So,
you know, and what's funny is Zoe's not a princess girl except for that whole Rapunzel thing. That was the first time she really got into wearing a costume into the park, a princess dress in the park. So she was much more into this type of experience and hairstyle where she could be all fashionable as opposed to just running around in a scratchy princess costume.
And that's actually, like, that's pretty cool because, like you said, not every girl wants to be a princess or, I mean, maybe, I don't know, but from my lack of experience, but... Yeah, the idea of it's maybe a little older, or the kids that, okay, I don't want to be all frilly. I want to look cool. And, again, I was surprised the price is that, I don't want to say reasonable, but low for how much time and how long it lasts.
I think I need to take Wesley and get that rock star look.
The rock star look looks pretty cool, actually. And he could probably get a little faux hawk.
He'd love that, yeah.
What's the tie-in to the name? What does the 365 refer to?
Do you, one of you guys want to answer that, or you want me to take it?
The Disney 365 is the little short commercials they do in the middle of the day on the Disney Channel. They'll report live from different locations.
They'll talk about the shows. They'll talk about the celebrities.
It'll be the star of a certain show, and he's on location at Hollywood Studios or something like that, or...
And it goes, Disney 365. Or do you want to
sing? Okay, there's the song. Who still hasn't sung yet?
That would be me.
Okay.
I saved you.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that.
There we go. So I know that absolutely bored you guys to tears, but for parents of little girls that have that, you know, love of fashion, it's definitely an option that you have. That, you know, doesn't cost quite as much as the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. You don't have to be inside a theme park to do it. So, anyway.
Okay, excellent. Thanks, everyone. That will do it for this edition of the Diz Unplugged Disneyland Edition. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.